Oxford Reading Tree Stories.
Stage 6. Decode and develop. May morning. This story is called May Morning. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Mrs. May took the children on to the playing field.
Why are we going outside, Mrs. May?
Asked Wilf. There was a tall pole standing in the playing field. It had ribbons hanging down from the top.
What is it, Mrs. May?
Asked Chip. It's a maypole, said Mrs. May. I'm going to teach you the maypole dance. I want you all to stand in a circle, Mrs. May went on. Now take hold of a ribbon, then take 4 steps backwards. The ribbon spread out in a circle of blue, green, red, and yellow colors. The dance is quite easy, but we'll walk it first, said Mrs. May. She told them to walk in a circle, so the ribbons wound round the pole. Now we'll do it to music, she said.
The pole looks great, said Nadim. And all we did was walk round it.
In time, we will learn how to weave a pattern, smiled Mrs. May. May Day is a special day, said Mrs. May. Who can tell me why?
It celebrates spring,
said Wilf.
And better weather,
said Chip. It will be fun to celebrate May Day, said Mrs. May. We are going to have a school fair. Every class is taking part. There was a lot to do to prepare for May morning. Some children were going to sing a song. The children in Wilma's class painted big pictures of birds and flowers to go round the playground wall. Mrs. May's class worked hard at the maypole dance. They had to remember which way to skip with the ribbons round the maypole. 2 children were chosen to be king and queen of the May.
Her dress is nice, said Biff. But I'm glad I don't have to wear it.
At last, it was May morning, but it was teeming with rain. The pictures on the playground wall were soaked. The maypole was standing in a pool of water.
We can't dance round that, said Chip.
It's going to rain all day, said Nadim's mum. It's such a shame.
We will have to celebrate May morning indoors, said Mrs. May.
But what about the maypole dance?
Asked Biff.
Cheer up! We can still do it, said Mrs. May. Leave it to me.
We will do the maypole dance in the hall. I'll be the maypole, said Mrs. May. She held up the top of the pole with the ribbons on it. The children took their places round Mrs. May and the music began. Everyone clapped as the children began to dance.
The ribbons began to weave into a pattern. The music did not stop, so the children went on dancing. The pattern went lower. The ribbons wound round the top of Mrs. May's head. Everyone cheered at the end.
So Mrs. May saved the day, said Mum.
That's true, said Nadim's mum.
Mum looked for Dad, but he was not in the hall.
Did you see where Dad went?
Asked Mum. Dad had gone to get a big bunch of flowers for Mrs. May.
Three cheers for Mrs. Maypole,
said Dad.
Published and copyrighted by Oxford University Press.